So we're on half 11 days today. So, excuse me. So yesterday we mentioned we spoke about the tefillah of Chana, and then we said that Chana was hiticha dvarim klapei mala, means literally she threw things, but it means like sort of spoke a little insolently or tough towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then we said Eliyahu also spoke roughly to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu was monotim. So the Gemara says on top line, Lama Beza Ben Aleph, Amr B'Yuchamad Reb Chanina, in Malay Shalosh Mekor Halalu, in Mot Surah Gleim Shal Sona Yisrael, were not these three psukim, so here Sona Yisrael means the Jewish people, it's a euphemism, that their legs would like buckled under when they have the din, when they have the Yom HaDin. One is the pasuk that we just quoted, where Hashem says that I caused you to do evil. So it's like we're in mitigation. We could say that to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The other pasuk is one that I don't know. Sfarim say, "Welcome Avraham Menachem." We're on the third line of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. There's another pasuk in Yirmiyahu, "Kinei kachomer biyad yotzer," like clay in the hands of the potter. So Pshuto Shemikra means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I can give you sakhar, I can give you onesh, you know, you're like putty in my hands, I can do whatever I want. But the drasha is that, you know, that I can cause you to do good, and it was like I can like remove the Sahara from you. He says, "V'chadethiv on line 4. V'chadethiv ba'asiroti leiva evan mi'vistarchem v'natzin l'cham leivasar." The other last pasuk is pasuk in Yechezkel, says that I will take the heart that's like hard like stone from your flesh. I'll give you a new leiv basar, meaning in the future I'm going to get rid of the yetzahara and you'll be a different person. Rapapa Marihacha. Rapapa says he's the pasuk that follows the one we just quoted. It's more explicit. I'll put my spirit in you, and I'll do to cause you to go in with my chukot. So, in other words, the idea is we said that that these psukim, it's just agaborcha. We said that if it weren't for these psukim, so we would like collapse on the Yom HaDin. It gives us a little bit of a defense. Okay, but Amr Blazar, Moshe Hitiach, the Varam Kalapi Mal, Reb Blazar says, Moshe Hitiach means to throw things, like speak insolently, a little tough to Kaddish Baruch Hu, Shinim Rabbi Pleil Moshe Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to Hashem. This is Pasuk, is by the Mitaonim in Parsha Baalodcha. So he says, Al Tikri El Hashem, Al Hashem, like he had tainas on Hashem. Well, how do we do this? Okay, Shekain Debei Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov Koran La'alfin Ainin U'la'ainin Alfin. In the base medrash Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov, for purposes of drashot, they call an alf an ayin and an ayin an aleph. Now, there is a difference in the way it's pronounced. The ayin is more guttural and things like that, but it's close enough that we can read the, instead of El Hashem, but Al Hashem. It was like the Moshe Rabbeinu had tainas against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Debei Reb Yanai Amri Mihacha. Debei Reb Yanai says that from here we can see that Moshe Rabbeinu had tainas on Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says V'di Zahav, this pasuk in the beginning of Devarim, where it mentions all the places that the Jewish people were. So it says V'di Zahav, my V'di Zahav. So Amri Debei Reb Yanai, this is the base bench Reb Yanai. Kachamar Moshe Lefei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Lelom, Shil Kesef Zahav Shishbat Alehem L'Yisrael, Acha Amru Dai, yeah, Ashadamru Daihu Garam Shasuda Egel. In other words, the fact that they were loaded up with all the silver and gold, it caused Klal Yisrael to make the Egel. So certainly they had the material available, but it means like when you're in a good financial situation and you have nothing to worry about, so then you have a more Yetzahara, you know, to, in other words, that Chazal teach us that wealth and poverty are both in Sionot. So we'll see in a minute.
Who said this pasuk?
So this is in the beginning of Divrei Yom. It says, "El Divrei Moshe Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael," and it says, "I need a chumash if you want me to get it for you." It says,
"Now who said it? Moshe said it."
I see Moshe Rabbeinu said it.
Also, Beishman Yisroel.
Yeah, wait, it's coming up. It's coming up in the Gemara. We're going to have it. Okay, one second. Let's take a look quickly. So it says. Yeah, in the first pasuk it says Be'evra Yadayim Bamabar Baraba Molsof Bein Paran Bein Tofel V'Levan V'Chatzor Obedi Zahav. So it's really the Torah itself is narrating that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them. Because all our understanding is that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Yizahav, and each one of those psukim of Rashi, the beginning of Devarim, says each one is referring to a place where they did Aveirot. So Yizahav is a reference to the Maaseh Egel. So Right. So he says so on the line 10. So Amri debay Rabbi Yanai. This is the Beish Medrash. Rabbi Yanai in Ari Nohe mito kupa shel tevin. A lion doesn't roar from a kupa like from a box of straw. He says el mito kupa shel basar, rather kupa of meat. In other words, when a lion has meat, then he's ready to roar. In other words, like he acts up. He said kupa shel tevin. He doesn't speak up. So the idea is again. I'll pause in a few lines. Okay. So Amri Boshiam mashalidam shaitalu parak kuchusha ubaladivarim. So Ravoshi is similar to a person that had a very emaciated cow and was baladivarim. The bones were showing out. Chilik karshinim. So it gives the cow karshinim, which are vetch, by tamva etipo, and then it started kicking at him. So he says, Amar la, he says to the cow, Miga ramlech shtei miva etipi. What's causing you to kick me? Or like this, el karshinim shel kaltif. It's the vetch, the, you know, the fodder that I gave to you. It's like we're two lines above where it gets wide on Lamed Beis on Aleph 32a. He says Mashali Damachat Shealo Ben. It's like a person who had a son. Here Chisa V'Sako. He washed him. He anointed him. V'Hachilo. He gave him food to eat. V'Shkehu. He gave him drink. V'Talo Kisal Sabro. And then he puts kisses like a wallet. And there was like a wallet of money. And there was he's all taken care of. He's cleaned up. And he's got lots of money. Everything to do. He says V'Hoshivo Petach Shalzon. And then he puts the son right near the entranceway to like the, you know, the brothel. So he says Ma'ya Seoto Aben Shloichata. What is the son going to do not to sin? In other words, like everything is set up for him. So this is the taina that Moshe Rabbeinu had towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Rav Acha B'Reid Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshet. The first wide line. Ha'inda Amri Inch. That's what people say. Malay kreise zane biche, like a full stomach. The way Rashi learns, please, the full stomach is like a lot of different types of evil. So he says shenemar kemari tam vayispa'um. He says like he's talking about the Jewish people. So pasuk in Hosea, and he's saying like kemari tam, like it's like when they went out to their pastures, like likening the Jewish people to like animals that grazed, vayispa'u, they became satiated, savu vayarom libam. In other words, that they got satiated and then they became arrogant, al kein shechechuni. That's why they forgot me. Rav Nachman amar mehacha, v'ramel v'vecha v'shachach tar Hashem. Rav Nachman says, you could prove the same point from this pasuk, v'ramel v'vecha, your heart will become haughty, you'll forget Hashem. Rabbanan amri mehacha, the chamis say from here, v'achal v'savah v'dashen ufana, that he'll eat, or he'll be satiated, and then he'll turn, you know, to other things. I think this is Elul Bimacharim. V'ibadim mehacha, and I think this is the pasuk that you were quoting, Avraham Menachem, right? He says, V'ibadim mehacha, v'yishman yishurun v'yivad. Like Yishurun, Jeshurun is the Jewish people, that they became fat and then they kicked. It means they rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amr b'shumun bar Nachmani, Abri Yonatan, minayin shesharash baruch hu v'hodol lo Moshe. Where do we say that eventually a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he like conceded to Moshe's argument? Shenemar, and this is a pasuk in Hosea again, v'kesef hir beiti la v'zahava sulabal. In other words, I gave them a lot of silver and the gold which they made for the Baal, which they made the Avodah Zarah. Okay, let's just summarize what we did. We'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. I'm sorry. It's a long daf today. This daf is like two dafim, so I'm going a little bit quickly. But, and it's sort of, we're off on a tangent from our main topic here in Masechet Brachot, and we're happy to have Avraham Menachem back with us. Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem. So, we said at the beginning of today's daf that we have psukim that Klal Yisrael can adduce to defend themselves on the Yom HaDin with the Yetzer Hara, and we had three psukim that Hashem is like responsible. It's like the way the Maharsha understands it's like to mitigate the judgment, to say like you Hashem, like you know you caused us to have this Yetzer Hara. And then the Gemara goes on. This connects with the Gemara we had yesterday. We said that Chana was Hitiach Tvarim Kalapi Malachana, like spoke instantly or tough with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Eliyahu the same way, and it says Moshe spoke a little bit way with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the idea is that he was saying that
sure agree.
And it was like what do you expect when you set them up and they have everything? So you know there are, you know, there are different arguments that people could have, like to send their kids to colleges, you know, secular colleges, and in Akhenami, like sometimes they want to go into areas where they you know wouldn't be able to do otherwise. But I don't, like sometimes people think, well, they're from and they'll be in an alien environment and they'll hold on to their frumkite. That argument, I don't think holds water because that's punkfaker. Like, you're putting them in a very treacherous situation. It was, here's the plaque of money. You know, you go away from home, you know, wherever, to Oshkosh. I'll put you on this university. You know, so maybe they will keep it up. Maybe they won't. You know what I mean? But I mean, of the different elements, I don't think, like, people think that's a good reason I should send my son, my daughter off to the college. I don't think there's a good reason to do it. There could be other reasons, but I don't think that one's a good reason. Okay, any questions, comments on something we did? Okay, I got to keep moving. We're on Lam Beis Medalla. Okay, so we're at the fifth wide line. Now the Moshe, now the Gemara, having gotten to this topic with Moshe Rabbeinu, now we have a whole big Gemara that talks about, like, with Parshas Ki Tisa, with the Maaseh HaEgel. Moshe says to Moshe, Lech Raid. Now, one of the Mepharshim wants to say, like, we don't see that he gives him any instructions. It says, Lech Raid, Kishikhanam Chashar, Sedim and Shrayim, but it doesn't say what to do anything. It was go down. My Lech Raid, Amr Blazar, Malokash Barhu, and the Moshe Rei Migdulacha. In other words, you have to give up your high position. Why? The only reason I made you like a leader is because of the Jewish people. So now the Jewish people have sinned. So he says, Atal Amali, what do I need you for? Israel, it's rough. Wow. So he says, or he says on the other side, different version is Lama Lecha Gedula. What do you need Gedula? So Miata Shashko Choshal Moshe Velo Koch LeDeber. So Moshe Rabbeinu, like, the Koach was taken out of him, and he didn't have the Koach to speak. But came in Shamar Herif Mimeni Vashmi Deim. Once Moshe Hashem said to him, "Leave me alone, and I'll destroy them." Amar Moshe Debar said to Louis B. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Oh, I see that there's something." And he says, "Leave me alone, and I'll destroy them." That means that there's something I could do. Miata Amar Benichazek B'Tfila. So immediately he was Mechazek himself, strengthened himself with Tfila. And he was mitpalel to Hashem. Mashalom Melech, and we have Gimel here. What's Gimel? Okay. Mashalom Melech Shekaas al Beno. It's like a king who got angry with his son. Vayamakim Machagdol. He was giving him a big beating. He says, Vayah o avo yoshev lefanav, umitere lomar lo davar. And it sounds like the king's friend was sitting before him, and the king's friend was afraid to say anything. Amar Melech, the Melech said, "Il malayu aviza shoshev lefanai haratich." He says, if my friend wasn't here, I would have killed you. Amar Devar said to Louis B. So he says, I didn't realize how much koach I have, the friend. So he was able to save him. All right, now, so Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Leave me, let my anger be kindled against them, I'll destroy them, and I'll make you into a great nation." Were not for the pasuk, you couldn't say this. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu kibyachol held on to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, kadam shu tofes et chaviro bevigdo, like a person grabs onto his friend with his garment. I'm not leaving you alone to mochel and forgive them. So the slach says the garments represent the midot of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously Hashem doesn't have garments, and it means like he's grabbing on to like the midah of rachamim and importuning Hashem that he should be mochel and forgive Klal Yisrael. You know, I spoke on Sunday. I don't know if you were here, and nobody was here. I think I was, or maybe you were. Was anybody here on Sunday when I spoke? Anyway, so I said that normally we do tefillah b'lachash, but Chazar Sashatz was loud. So what happened? Like, well, the tefillah, what's the dinim of Chana? The Chana has the Gemara learns all the dinim from Chana. So what happens? So I understand you need to be motzi people, but like, what's the heter to speak for Hashem in a loud voice? So the Rav had a whole piece, and Rav Shechter quotes it in his Sefer Mipinini Rav. He says that when the Shlich Tzibur is acting on behalf of the Tzibur, so on Yachid is not entitled to speak loudly to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yachid is like an ani, like a poor person at the doorway, you know, asking like you're asking for tztaka, you know, like that. But the Shlich Tzibur is in a different getter altogether. He's speaking on behalf of the Tzibur, so he could speak in a loud voice. And it says here also, like here Moshe Rabbeinu, he was speaking like to Pasola Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like grabbing Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, not letting you mochel them. He's acting on behalf of the Tzibur. He's acting on behalf of the Tzibur, so there's a different set of dinim that apply. Okay, let me go further, then I'll pause in a few minutes. Okay, we're on the 10th or 15th very wide line. I'll make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, into a great nation. If a chair with three legs on it can't stand up to you when you're angry. And those you have Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and you're out of gas here. He says, you just want to build a whole nation for me. So certainly it's going to be in trouble. Veloa, please, I need silence, okay? Veloa, the Lashieshbo, Boshet, Pani, Meyabotai. He says, in addition to which, I feel embarrassed for my forebears. A Shav Yom Rum, Ru Parnas, Shemit Alehem. They'll say, look at this leader that Kodesh Baruch Hu pointed over Klal Yisrael. Bikesh Gdula La'atzmo, Velo Bikesh Alehem Rachmim. In other words, Hashem makes him this offer, and he cuts out on Klal Yisrael, and he just thinks of himself. Now, I saw one of the Mefarshim once saying, if he makes the nation out of Moshe Rabbeinu,
he'd be better people.
So, but Moshe Rabbeinu is also a descendant of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, right? In other words, he says the kisei, a chair with three legs, was not able to stand in front of you. It means Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That didn't work. In other words, they have zechus avos. They have merit from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, but that didn't count because you're destroying them. So if you make a nation from me, so I'm only going to have one leg, so how is that going to work out? But Moshe Rabbeinu was also a descendant of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So it wouldn't be just him. In other words, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov aren't out of the picture. So what happened to that? So one of the Farshim wants to say that if he destroys them, it means that we would say Tamuz Chosavos, that the Chosavos is over with, and we're out of business. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara.
But that logically wouldn't make sense if they're all descended from the same three forefathers.
Wait, say again, repeat.
Even if he destroyed the Jewish people and
reincarnated Okay, let's say he destroys the Jewish people. So the whole essence of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, well, we're saying not that they're biologically descended from them,
right,
but we have zechuyot, merit,
right,
from them that stands for us.
Right.
But if he's destroying all of Klal Yisrael, that means the merit is over. It's like the bank account is empty.
No, but just taking your logic, if Moshe was also descended, basically he's just regenerating with a different person.
That's the question right, that I said. So what's the answer? So the answer is that if he's destroying all of Klal Yisrael, let's say Klal Yisrael is 3 million people, he destroys all of Klal Yisrael, that's a siman that the Zechus Avos is over with. In other words, Zechus Avos, I get the merit from my forebears. But if the merit from the forebears couldn't stand up to them when he wanted to destroy 99.9% of the nation, that means that the Zechus Avos is out, is finished. In other words,
even if there's still one left.
One left. And it was like you used up all the Zechus Avos. Okay, let's see if that would have occurred. But we hold that it didn't occur, and we know it didn't occur, and we hold there is Zechus Avos. Okay, let's back in the Gemara. So now, Vayichal Moshe Pnei Hashem. So the Gemara is focusing on what the word Vayichal means. He says, Amr Blazo, Meshaman Moshe Bitzfil of Nekosh Baruch Hu Ad Shehechalehu. That he stood before Nekosh Baruch Hu Ad Shehechalehu till he importuned him. He made an effective entreaty. Varavamar Ad Shehefirlo or Shehitirlo Nidro. Until he, Moshe Rabbeinu, was mati the neder from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tiv hacha vayichal, tiv atam lo yachel dvaro. He says, in other words, here the Gemara is connecting the word vayichal to lo yachel dvaro. You shouldn't make your word profane by nedarim. So, in other words, here Moshe Rabbeinu said va'achalei. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem said, I'm going to destroy them. So the dibur from a Kadosh Baruch Hu is at least equal to a shvua. In other words, like that's equal to a shvua. So he says, so by Chal Moshe Chazal understanding that Moshe Rabbeinu was acting in the role like a chacham to be matir neder. A chacham, in other words, a bezdin could do it, but a chacham, a mumcha, could do it. So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, k'tiv ha'atam le'yichad v'ro, v'amar mar, hu ino miyachel abal achirim mechilin lo. In other words, he means Hashem couldn't vacate his own shvua neder, but other people could. Shmuel says it means lo yachel, that he was willing to die for the Klal Yisrael. So here, in other words, he's connected to the lashon halal. Halal is a dead body. So veichal, he was like willing to be a halal, to be a dead body for Klal Yisrael. Means that he caused the Midat Rachamim to rest on them. It's another use of the word, like if you look in Rashi, the eighth narrow line, Shechalali Midat Rachamim kum yachulu al rosh or Yoav l'shon hiniach. It should rest on the head of Yoav. So rest. Rabbanan back in the Gemara. Rabbanan Amri l'meid shamar moshlof in kushbaruch roshlam chulin hulakam yisod katavar. It's like profane. It was like lashon vayichal chulin. It's profane for you to do something like this. Vayichal Moshe pnei Hashem. Tanya Reblezar Gadol Omer, Lameh Shaman Moshe Betfilo Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Acha Achazatu Achilu. It's a different shot. You want to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Tfilo until he was seized by Achilu. My Achilu, what's Achilu? Amr Blazar, Eshel Atzamot, a fire in the bones. So my Eshel Atzamot, Amr Abaye, Shata de Garmi. So in other words, the idea is he's going, you know, all out for Klal Yisrael. Zuchuli Abraham Yitzchak Yisrael v'decha asher nishbata lehem bach. You should remember for Abraham Yitzchak Yisrael, your servants that you swore my bach. What does it mean with asher nishbata lehem bach? But the brilliant baritz lechem. So you swore to them you're going to multiply the nation. And now what are you doing? But he says asher nishbata lehem bach. You swore to them bach in you. What does that mean? What do those words mean? So Amr Blazar Moshe LeKadosh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shlomo Ilmalei nishbata lehem b'shmai ba'aretz. If you would swore to them by the heavens and the earth, I said heavens and earth eventually can come to an end, so Yeshua could be also be not forever. You swore to them in your great name. Just like your name lasts forever, because you are Shem are forever. Mm-hmm. So Yeshua is forever, and you took Yeshua, I'm going to increase your progeny. If you destroy them, nothing good for Yeshua. But the Be'er Lehem, anyway, anybody have any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Let me pause for a minute.
So the last shot, though, is from Ochila, like Tefillah. It's really Tefillah.
Which one?
The last shot in Bayechal.
Which was the last? The last one was Achazatu Achilu.
Yeah, Achilu. He
was seen by the fire at Atzamot.
Right, so it seems like a Lashon Tefillah. He's filled with this fire in his Atzamot to daven. To
all right.
Like we say Ochila Lakel, saying during
daven. Yeah, the only thing I would say, like, to do whatever he needs to do. I don't know if it's a lot of Dafka Tefillah, but to do whatever he needs to do. That's what I would think, but I don't know. Okay, now, anybody else? Anybody good? Okay, let's keep moving. I'm sorry to go so quickly. It's just I want to make sure we get through the daf today. Okay, so we're 10 lines from the bottom. But the Berlehem Arbez Sarachem Kachokfei Hashemayim Bechol Arsa Hashem Marti. So here the grammar doesn't work out. There was Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Hashem. He says, "You spoke to them. You Hashem spoke to the Jewish people. You to the Yavod, and you said Arbez Sarachem Kachokfei Hashemayim. I'll increase you like the stars in heaven. Bechol Arsa Hashem Marti, and this whole land Asher Amarti, which I said. So in other words, should be Asher Amarta. In other words, that you said." I'm going to give it. So, hi, Asher Amarti, Asher Amarti, mi boilei. Amr Blazar, adkan debrei Talmud, mikan melech debrei Rav. Asher Blazar says, the Moshe Rabbeinu only said up to the point. Where's the point? He says, adkan, ad kechokhvei Hashemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, arbez arachem kechokhvei Hashemayim, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's statement. Then Hashem is saying, the whole land that I said I'm going to give to them and that I'm going to do it, and then that's Hashem's statement. He says, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar, Eilu Be'elu Divrei Talmud. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, no, that's all the statement of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ela Kachamar Moshe Tanei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rishlam Dvar Mishah Amarta Li Lecha Mor Lehem Li Yisrael B'Shmi, Halach Li Amarti Lehem B'Shimcha. So he says, Asher Amarti, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, you told me to tell Jewish people that way, so I did that. So Rashi says, "Devar Shamartali Bisne at the burning bush." You said to me, "Aled Chemioni Mitzrayim." I'm going to take you out of the affliction of Egypt, the land flowing with milk and honey. So I told them that. So this is Asher Amarti. Asher Mani Omerlam. What am I going to say to them? Mibli Yecholat Hashem. Then he says, they'll say that Hashem can't take them. Couldn't carry them through the midbar. So Yechol Hashem Yibayle. What's Yecholet Hashem? Yechol Hashem. So Amr Blazar Moshe Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe said before Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Shalom Hashem Yimru Umor HaOlam Tashash Kukho Kinekeva. Like God became weak, like a female. Females are usually weaker than men. But Eino Yechol HaHatzil. He can't save them. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. He says, in other words, if I destroy them, my record is complete. I did all these miracles of the Amsof. So who's going to say I can't do it? I did bang, 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 bang. So Amar Fanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Adayin Yesh Lanu Lomar, Lamelech Echad Yechol Lamod, L'Shiva Kamalachim Eino Yechol Lamod. Now this pasuk I think is really talking about with the Meraglim. In other words, so it's in Shlach in Bamidbar. So it's when the Meraglim came back and Hashem wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu said that they'll say Mibli Yechol Et Hashem. You can't do it. So it should be Yachol Hashem, is what they'll say. So what's Yachol Hashem? So they'll say that you became weak like in a cave. In other words, Yachol Yicholet is like a female. Like you became weak like a female, you couldn't you know, carry out the mission. So Hashem says, what do you mean? But I did so many miracles. Well, how could they say something like that? He says, they'll say, one king Hashem was able to stand up to. 31 kings, and Sefer Yehoshua mentions 31 kings they conquered. He wasn't able to handle 31 kings. Here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceded to Moshe's argument. Like, I've forgiven kidvarecha, and like it means like the words that you spoke. He says, "Tani debei Rabbi Shmuel kidvarecha atidim umor olam lamar came." In the words that indeed the nations of the world would say the way you had said. Ashrei Talmid Shiroba Modelo, forces the Talmud whose master concedes him. V'ulam chay ani, as long as I live, I'm a Rabbi Yisrael, who made Shemar Kosh Baruch Moshe. Moshe hechi tani b'vorecha. You've like. I know you says like, in other words, Hechitani Rashi says b'fnei ha'umot, in other words, in front of the nations of the world, you gave me tchiyah. In other words, if I had destroyed all of Klal Yisrael, your argument would have been good. So now we'll just three or four more lines, then we'll pause. Daughter Shem Simoy. Now we're back to our tefillah with brachot, or back to going to more, a little more related to it. So person, we said the first three brachot are shavach. Praise to Hashem. Then we have 13 brachot of bakasha, and then we have 3 brachot of hodah, of thanksgiving to Hashem. So where we know that Mimosha Dativ, but Chananel Hashem Baydehi. This is going back in. We're jumping all over Chumash. This is when Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go into Eretz Yisrael at the end of the 40 years. He says, "Uchtiv Hashem lo kimat tachilot al roda avdecha ekod lachavi yedecha chazaka shemi keil b'shem avars sheyosech masech b'chivur techa." First, Moshe Rabbeinu gives shevach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "There's no God like you." And then he says, "Uchtiv batrei ebra navi red aretz etuva v'gomer." Then he puts his bakasha in. So first he does shevach, and he does his bakasha, right? Okay, and I mentioned yesterday about the from the Rav, that Rav Lerner had quoted that the Shevach is that you realize that right. In other words, that I realize that Hashem is the only one who is the great one. So I'm totally dependent on Him, and He's the Mechayim Mesim, He's the Mechal Kachayim Chesed, He's the Mechayim Mechushini Afar. So that's it. Okay, Simon Masim Stach the Korban Kohen Tani and Minal Barzel. Those are the mnemonic devices to remember the upcoming Korbana, the upcoming Gemaras. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Now, if Hashem had actually destroyed all of the Jewish people,
right,
and Moshe said, "Well, if you don't destroy them, then destroy me."
You know, he says, "V'cheni nami sifrika, wipe me out from your sefer, from the sefer Torah." So,
logically, why wouldn't he have just wiped out the world and started all over again? Wasn't the whole premise of the Jewish people that they were
right.
going to be the
that's true.
So he could have just Hashem could have just started with a clean state, like almost like the Mabul.
Yeah,
he basically
right.
he wiped out
yeah.
civilization.
I mean, in this alternative, I would say if you're going through the alternative, that since Moshe Rabbeinu is still around, so everything is not lost. There is a person and a nation from him that I would give the Torah to. And then, so that I don't have to start all over again. I have
no,
Moshe Rabbeinu.
If he had said to Moshe, "Okay, fine, I'm doing what you asked too," then you're wiped out of the book as well.
No. Moshe didn't ask that he should be destroyed. Moshe
no.
You're right. Mechini nami sifrecha. Take my name out of your sefer. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but he could still have
back to square one.
Well, no, he could still have that nation and still give them the Torah. It's just Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be in it. You know, like that.
Yeah, but so it would be.
Yeah. All right. I don't know how to handle all these alternatives, but it's hard. I mean, I can't project until the Ribbono Shel Olam why he would do one thing or another thing. But that's the way I would say. Okay. Let's see. I'm amazed. Okay. Everybody ready? Okay. We're on the top line. We're on time so far, but we're barely making it. Okay, Lamed Bey is the top line. Okay, so Amr Blazarek, Gedolus Tefillah Yoter Mimasim Tovim, Tefillah is greater than good actions. Means, She'ein Lecha Gedolus Mimasim Tovim Yoter Mimosh Rabbeinu, means it's more effective. He says, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was the best, he excels in Masim Tovim. Afal Picha Lo Neneh Abel Tefillah, but he was only answered through Tefillah. Shenem Ar Al Tosef Taberi Lai, like Hashem says, I don't hear any more about you want to come to Eretz Israel. B'samik Lei Alei necessarily Rosh HaPisgah, but he let him go to the mountain and see Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, even though he'd done a zillion masim tovim, and so that counts as in his ballpark, but his tefillah is what got him partial help with that. Yeah. So if you look at the first Tosfos, he says Kedolos Tefila Yoter Masim Tovim below Tefila. In other words, Tefila is better than Masim Tovim without Tefila. Would it be Masim Tovim and Tefila? That's better. That's better. Okay. Now the fifth line. But Amar Blazer Kedolos Tanit Yoter Minat Staka. That Tanit is a fasting is more effective than Staka. Ma'itama Zebegufo Zebemamono. So even though Staka is a big mitzvah, but Tanit you're doing Begufo. You know, you do it with your body. So that's like Hashem feels more effective with that. Okay. If you can silence that or whatever. But Amr Blazar, Gedol Tefila Yoter Min HaKorbanot. Tefila is more efficacious than the Korbanot, the sacrifices. Shne'emar, Lamali Rov Zivchechem. So Yeshaya says, why don't you know your Korbanot? And then it says, Uchtiv, Uvaparishchem Kapechem. When you spread your palms, it means like in Tefila, so I'm not going to listen to you. So if it would be the same as korbanot, he wouldn't have to say parishchem kapechem. Let's look at Rashi in the second line. Parishchem kapechem. Ilav gedol tefila. If tefila were not greater, came into Amar lamali rov zivchechem. So once you say, what only your korbanot for? Lamali tu parishchem. Tefila zivchechem lo nichali. In other words, I don't want your korbanot. So then I certainly don't want your tefila. It's less than that. But then he says, no, I don't want your korbanot. And uba parishchem kapechem. On top of that, tefila is higher. But even your tefila, I don't want. Now. Amr Yochanan, who coin Shiragan Nefesh, so he said Kapav, Shemar Yadechem Dami Malayu. He says, any coin that has killed somebody shouldn't duchen. It says, Yadechem Dami Malayu, that your hands were filled with blood. So again, you know, I have an Allah Daf at home. I think that I forgot to bring it with me. I was very tight for time tonight, but I think they have a piece in there about, you know, Konim who kill. And unfortunately, like, there's a whole tumult in the postgame here. Like, I have a little bit here from one of the other sheets. He says, right, that's one issue that comes up. One issue he brings over here, like killing. What if a kohen, you have three cardinal sins, right? Gilui Erot Shvichat Damim and Avodah Zarah. So what if a kohen did Avodah Zarah? What if he engaged in an adulterous relationship? Can he duchen? In other words, he have three. Those are the three cardinal sins. He harig v'ayavur. So is murder in a class by itself, or is it the same thing as all three of them? So first he quotes, one opinion that's just the killing. He says because bloodstained hands to bless others, but the Tosfos Yontif holds you become disqualified for any of the three cardinal transgressions, for any of the three. So the Rambam rules that Kohen who killed someone may not bless the people even after he's done tshuva. Like Maimoniotes, its other authorities maintain that it's only a Kohen who is known as a murderer is disqualified. Some authorities say that the disqualification is limited to those that remain in their evil state and not those that repented. Shulchan rules that according to the Rambam's position, a Kohen who killed someone may not bless even if he repented. The Rambam maintains that if the Kohen repented, he may bless the people in order that people should not be discouraged from repenting. In other words, you don't want to like create a disincentive to do tshuva. The Bir Halacha cites authorities maintain that if the Kohen kills someone intentionally, he will bless the people even after he's done tshuva. However, such a Kohen ascended the platform, the Dukhan, necessary to force him to come down and not bless people. But there's a whole issue like, it's a very, very tricky thing, you know, with the thing with the killing. You could have a number of scenarios where you could see how this would come into play. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now,
but a soldier is okay, no?
So it's not so pashut.
Really?
I have to look into it. I don't think it's so pashut. In other words, he's killing. I have to look into it. Okay. Okay.
He's not killing Jews, though.
I have to look into it. Okay. In the tenth line. Okay. But Amar Blazar, Yom Shkor Beit Hamikdash Nalu Sharei Tefila. From the day that the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, so the gates of Tefila have been closed. Shenemar Gamki Ezakva Shaveya Satam Tefilati. Even though I call out, my Tefila is like blocked off. The Alpish Sharei Tefila. Even though the gates of Tefillah have been closed, Shari Dim Alon and Alu, the gates of tears have not been closed. Shenemar, Shema Tefillati Hashem, hear my Tefillah, B'Shabati HaAzina, listen to my cry, El Dimati Al Techarash. to my tears, don't be silent. So normally we would expect the pasuk to say, like, you should see my dima. In other words, Shema Hashem Tefillah is Shemati Hazina and Re'e Dimati. It says, El Dimati Al Techarash, don't be silent to my dima. So the Gemara takes it that since it's a Shinui in the pasuk, if you look at Rashi, the third white line, the fourth white line, Nokti Ba Dimati Tireh, Shema Nirei Hilafanav, that in other words, it is seen by Hashem, Ve'itzrikla Paleel Shikapel Lafanav, you only have to pray that it should be accepted. So now the Gemara says, Rava Lugazar Tani to Biyoma Deiva. Rava would not, he goes there fast on like a cloudy day. He says, you cover yourself with a cloud for the tefillah going through. All right, let's see further. Now, around three lines above where it gets white on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, 32B. Okay, so he says, Ba'amr Blazar, Miyom Shkor Ben Amikdash, Nifska Chomot Barzel Ben Yisrael Vim Shvayim. From the day the Beis Amikdash was destroyed, there's like an iron wall between the Jewish people and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shnema Ratakav Chamachavat Barzel, Minatata Ota Kir Barzel Ben Chom Ben Ayir. So this is the Nevuah to Yechezkel. Yechezkel is living in Babel, but Hashem is telling him to he's to take one thing and to draw like a Yerushalayim on it, and then take an iron pot and put it with a Thakir Barzel Bein Chav Bein Ha'ir, put it between you and this drawing of Yerushalayim, and it means the iron pot represents like this Mechitzat Barzel, this iron wall, or you could say like iron curtain if you want to borrow from Winston Churchill, you know, like there's a barrier between us now and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. All right, the first middle wide line. If a person is lengthy in his tefillah does not go back, you know, for naught. Minalan mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Where do we know this from Moshe Rabbeinu? Shnemar ba'palel al Hashem. Now the thing is like this: that you know the Gemara quotes a piece of the pasuk, but you need the other part of the pasuk. So it says that I was on the Har Sinai arba'im yom va'arba'im laila. I was there for 40 days and 40 nights. And it says, "Palel Hashem," and I prayed to Hashem. Presumably, I prayed to Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights. Uchti batrei vayishma Hashem lai gamba pamahi. Hashem listened to me, so that's being that's definitely being marach tefila. Inis is true. Va'amar b'chi b'rabam riyochanan kol marach b'tefila to ma'ayin ba sof baliday keif leiv. If a person is marach in his tefila uma'ayin ba, he looks that Hashem should answer his tefila positively. He's going to come like day keif leiv, like heartache. Shneimar tochelat mushacha machala leiv, like lengthy tefillah is like you want to say is like the heartache, the heart illness. So he says, "My takante yasok b'torah." What's his takana? He should be osek in Torah. Shnemar ve'etz chayim tava ba'a. Like in other words, the tree of life is a pleasure coming to you. Alright, let's go back. So he's saying first we said that Marach Tefillah, the Tefillah is not going back where he come. In other words, so if you have a long Tefillah, it's good. And then we learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Gemara said, if you're Marach Tefillah, you're looking that Hashem is going to answer it, in the end you're going to come to Cave Lev. You're going to have a heartache from it, meaning
is that going to answer all the answers?
Not coming. Well, we'll see in a minute. So, but we said lengthy Tefillah does get answered. So what should he do though in that situation to help himself out? He should study Torah. That'll sort of assuage him. So the Gemara says lo kasha. So there's no contradiction between the statement of Reb Chanina and the statement of Reb Yochanan. Hadamarich u'ma'ayin ba. It was about marich, and I'm looking, expecting Hashem to answer my tefillah. Then you're going to come the day cave leiv. Hadamarich v'lo ma'ayin ba. You're marich, and you're not expecting Hashem necessarily to answer you.
Then
it's it. So Amr, or if you don't get answered, so you won't have heartache. Amr chamar reb chanina emra adam shepaleav lo nene. If a person says davens and he sees he's not been answered, yasor be paleav. He should go back and pray more. Shneimar kabel Hashem chazak v'yamis libecha means hope in Hashem. Pray to Hashem, be strong, vigorous heart, be kabel Hashem, and hope Hashem. So be daven, and then go on daven more. Okay, I'll just do a few more lines, or let me pause for a second. Anybody have any questions, comments, to the thing we do so far? Okay, so Tan Rabbanan Arba.
He didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. He certainly
did. Yeah, well, I think it was right before you came in that he didn't make it there, but he was able to see Eretz Yisrael, so his tefillah was partly efficacious that he got to see it.
It is, but he would lose.
At least he saw it.
At least he saw it, right. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, Arba Atzrichim Chizuk. There are four things that need strengthening always. Ve'elohim Torah, Umasim Tovim, Torah, good actions. Tfilah, V'derech Eretz. Here, Derech Eretz means like a livelihood, Parnasa. He says, Torah Umasim Tovim Minayim. Where do we know that Torah Umasim Tovim require Chizuk? Shenema Rach Chazak Ve'ematzma'od, Lishmor La'asot. In other words, he says, Kichol HaTorah. In other words, the pasuk says you should be strengthened and vigorous, lishmor la'asot kichol haTorah, to observe and do everything that's in the Torah. Chazak b'Torah, the Gemara darshens out, we have two verses, chazak v'amatz, so you should be strong in Torah, v'ametz b'masim tovim, and courageous in masim tovim. Tefillah minayin, where do we know tefillah from? Shinemar kabel Hashem chazak b'yam yisibecha b'kabel Hashem, means you have to keep doing it again and again, that's chizuk. Derech eretz minayin, where do we know from derech eretz, like with parnasa, this is talking about a Melchama and Shmuel Beis with Yoav and Abishai ben Tzruya. There were two generals with David HaMelech, and they were having a war with Ammon. And they sent a message to, or one sent a message to the other one. I think Yoav sent a message, like Chazak v'nit Chazak, like let's be strong and we'll be strengthened. And so the idea is like our livelihood is soldiering, so we need to be mechazik ourselves in order to, you know, be successful in this war. So the Gemara is saying that whatever your profession is, let's look at Rashi, Derech Eretz around the 10th narrow line, Im Uman Hu L'Uman Oto, if he has a trade or craft for that, Im Socher L'Skor Oto, if he's a merchant, he's that, Im Yish Melcham Hu L'Melcham Oto, everything needs Chizuk, whatever it is. Okay, but Tomer, back
so
in the
Chizuk means keep trying?
Chizuk means, right, you have to strengthen yourself, and you need like Chizuk, in other words, you have to plugging at it, and you need people to maybe help you, maybe mechazik you with it. Okay, now, but Tomer Tzion Azavani Hashem V'Hashem Shechechani. So this is a pasuk. It's from Yishai. It's one of the Shiva Dinechemta, right? But Tomer Tzion Azavani Hashem V'Hashem Shechechani. So Tzion Zion, the Jewish people, says God has forsaken me, and God has forgotten me. So the Gemara says, "Hainu Azuva Aneshkucha." The same thing, forsaken, forgotten you, your history. So Amar Rish Lakish, Amar Knesset Yisrael and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that the Jewish nation said before Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Rishlom Adam Nosei Yishal Ishto Rishona." He says, when a man, let's say, he's married to Rachel, and then he marries another wife, Leah. So Chermasi Rishona. So he always remembers, like the first wife is still there. He doesn't forget the first wife, but he says Ataz of Tani Shrichtani. But you've forsaken me and forgotten me. In other words, like we're history. Now you're busy with the Goyim. You're helping them, and you don't even remember us at all. So Amar La Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Knesset Israel, "BT, my daughter, as a Jewish people, Shnei Sarmazal Barati Rukia. I created 12 constellations in the skies, the 12 signs of the zodiac. Now Mazal Mazal Barati Lo Shloshim Mechayel. For each Mazal, I created. They're going to go through different officers, like a general, a colonel, you know, a lieutenant, you know, a captain, lieutenant, whatever." She says, "For each Mazal Barati Lo Shloshim Chayel, I created 30 Chayel, like 30 generals. Ve'alkol Chayel Mechayel Barati Lo Shloshim Legion, 30 Legion. The next stage down." He says, no, but here it means like colonels, whatever. Ve'alkol Legion V'yon. Hashem speaking. Ve'alkol Legion V'yon Barati Lo Shloshim Rahaton. Ve'alkol Rahaton Rahaton Barati Lo Shloshim Karton. Ve'alkol Karton to Karton Barati Lo Shloshim Gistera. Ve'alkol Gistera V'Gistera Tzlit Bo Shlosh Miyot. Now for each Gistera, in other words, you have like the different ranks, like general, you know, major. You know, captain and things like that. So everybody, so I gave them all these things, and then at the bottom of the line, Tlibo Shoshmeot Vishima Kamisha Alfame Rebo Kochabim. And then for each one at the end, I attached 365,000 Rebo was a myriad. So 365,000 times 10,000 stars, Kochavim, Kineged Yemot HaChama, and three opposite the days of the year. V'kulo Barati El B'Shvilech. So all of that I created for you, for the Jewish people. V'yad Amar Nas Avtani Shechatani. You say I've forgotten you? I don't think so. Hatshach Isha Ula. Does a woman ever forget Ula, like her child? Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Plumishkach Olod Elim U'Pitrei Rechamim Shekraft Lanai Babibar. So the Gemara has a Darshan. In other words, the Gemara Darshan, yeah. Hatshach Isha Ula. A woman then is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ula means a child, but he lived darshening out. Olod Elim. There was this, do I forget the korban you brought for me? And Pitri, and it says, Mirachem ben Betna. And then from having mercy on her son. So the Gemara darshens out, Mirachem u Pitri Rechamim. Like the firstborn animal, Shikrat for the night by Midbar, you offer me the Midbar. He says, Amarathanab, Riboroshlolam, Horilbein Shikhal, the Nakes of Edecha, Shemelot Shkafli Masay Egel. If you don't forget anything, maybe you remember the Masay Egel, the Vemin Gahak Tzuris. So Amar Lo, Gam Eila Tishkachna. In other words, those Eila is Eila Lohecha Yisrael. In other words, I forget the Masay Egel. Now you're forgetting so much, maybe you forget Mamad Har Sinai. Anochi is like Anochi and Hashem Lokecha. I don't forget, I won't forget. I mean, I won't forget, but I won't forget Mamad Har Sinai. That these I will forget, said Masay Egel, because Ela is Elo Hecha Israel, these are your gods Israel, that they said at the, with the Egel. Anochi lo eshkacheich, I will not forget you, Zemase Sinai. Anochi is like Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Okay, we're running up to the end round here. Okay, now we're back to our Gemara in Brachot. Okay, so Chasidim Arishonim, I tell you, this whole Masechta, you can see, is so much different than all the other Masechta in Shas. So much different. Okay, Chasidim Arishonim, Mishonim Chachat. So we said in the Mishnah that the Chasidim Arishonim, the earliest pious ones, they would wait 1 hour before they daven. They would daven 1 hour, and then wait 1 hour after they daven. So the Gemara says,
"Benani." We said that.
What?
We said all that.
Didn't we? The Mishnah.
Yeah. Yeah. Said just one before.
Some people said that the waiting an hour before. Was they were davening an hour.
No, the Mishnah said right. Shoein Shanachad, right. But the Gemara is going to say they did 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour. Okay. So the Gemara says, let me see the place. Yeah, Chasidim Rishonim Rishon Echad. Minani Milei, where do we know that it's appropriate to wait before you daven? Arshu Ben Levi Amar Kro, Ashrei Yoshev Eitecha, and this is Odi Alu Chasela. In other words, like, fortunately are the people who sit in your house, and then they praise you. It says, V'am Arshu Ben Levi, Hapalel Tzarech Lashot Sha Echad, Achar Tfilato. A person who davens has to wait 1 hour after his tefillah. Now, an hour in Chasal can either be literally, or an hour could be a small amount of time. So here in this statement, wait, that I saw that one of the farshim understands that it means just like a small amount of time. In other words, you have to wait until Shneamar, Asadakim Yodul Shmecha, Yeshu Yishrim Panecha, that they'll give acknowledge your name and then they'll sit down at Panecha. Tanim Nihak and Palsrishi Shisha Akat Kom Tfilato. You have to wait an hour before you're davening. But it means like a period of time. It means you shouldn't just walk in the shul, bang, 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 I daven. This is like sit down, you know, think about what you're about to do. Visha Akat Akar Tfilato, 1 hour after the Tfila. Kom Tfilato Minai, Shinemar Shesh Vitecha, Akar Tfilato Minai, Dathiv Asadakim Yadul Shmecha, Yeshu Yishrim and Panecha. Okay, now here's
what's the hour after for?
In other words, I assume to think over what you've accomplished and, you know, and where you're taking from the tefillah. That's what I would assume. You know, there's a statement like Simon quotes from one of the Hasidic Rebbeim. He says, "Subliben finif minuten nach tefillah nach nachen davening." To wait 5 minutes after davening. What do you say? To some begegnish sein. It's an Einer Neshama, like it's an Eichen and Neshama. A person gets to meet his own Neshama. It was like a person, I assume it means like I want to accomplish something in Tefillah each day. In other words, like Tefillah is like Palel, take account of oneself. You know, and like I'm coming to Hashem, I said, like, you know, gee, I've done all these Aveirot in the last day. This I've done, the other thing I've done. I mean, the Cheshbon Nefesh, I want to do this, I want to do that, and the other thing. I mean, if you're doing Tefillah right, that's the way you should be. So then, after I've davened, and I have to think over, you know, what did I do? What now? What's my charge for the day? How do I want to carry through what I said to Ribbono Shel Olam? I said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm sorry for this aveira. So, what am I going to do to avoid that aveira? I'm sorry, I was mevatel Torah today. I was speaking lashon hara. So, how am I going to do this differently? Okay. So now we got to wrap it up. So Tanur Banan. So they would wait 1 hour, daven 1 hour, and then wait another hour. So they're spending 9 hours a day in davening. So Torah Tan Hayach Mishtamerit. So how is their Torah even guarded? And how is their work done? So, you know, I saw one of the farshim asking, how did they even learn the Torah? So he said, like, before they get to these Hasidim, they learn the Torah ahead of time, so they're at a certain point in time. But how is it kept? So Elamitosha Hasidim Haim to Ratam Mishnah Merab Laftam Mitbarechet. Since they're so pious, the Torah of Mishnah Merab, they don't forget their Torah, and their Malacha, whatever little Malacha they do, they get a big bracha with that. Now, let's wrap it up now. Afilu Amelach Shoel Bishlomo Yishuvel. The Tanah Mishnah said that when you daven Shmona Esrei, even if the king says, "How you doing, Joe?" you don't respond to him. So Amar of Yosef Loshana Lamalcha Yisrael. It's only if it's a Jewish king, Amar Lamalcha Akum Posek. If Henry VIII comes over to you and says, "How are you doing?" you say, "Fine, Your Honor." In other words, you don't want to have
why,
your head, because you're afraid he's going to kill you, chop off your head. So, and you're be cool with that, but you could do that. And so Rashi says, "Malcha Akum Posek Shlo Yargeta." You don't have to kill you. So Meifei, and this we ask Kasha from the following Brisa. A person's davening and he sees like this anas, I don't know, this gangster coming to him. He sees like a carriage coming towards him. Lo yehi mafsik, he shouldn't interrupt. He makes the tefillah short and he leaves. So here we said posek, and here we said you'll be makatzer. Now in terms of the makatzer, Rashi here learns that if you're like near the end of the davening, but I saw the Rabbeinu Yonah says that you'll take each bracha and like make it shorter. In other words, you'll say each bracha, but you condense it, right? So the Gemara says, there's no contradiction. Had the efshar lekatzer, if you're in a situation where you could be mekatzer, so you do that. Rashi says like you're near the end of the tefillah. He says, and then you katzer v'im lav posek. If you can't be mekatzer, you have to be posek. So the really Rabbeinu Yonah will learn, meaning, if I could be makatzer, and let's say the carriage is coming towards me, where I see impending doom. So if I can be makatzer and finish the Shmona Esrei, I should do it. But if I'm going to be makatzer, I'm going to get run over by this karon, so I'm scramming out ahead of time. That's the idea. He says, Tan Rabbanan, Ma'aseh b'chassid echad shemipalo baderech. There was one pious person davening on the way. Ba'asar echad went tanu shalom. And some officer came and said shalom. And it sounds like it's a non-Jewish officer. V'lo achzir lo shalom. He didn't respond to him. Him tin lo achsim tefilato. So he waited until the Jew finishes his tefillah. So he says, you're a boor, you're foolish. In your Torah, it says, so he's clearly not true. He says, your Torah. I don't know, somehow the goyim always know like the Torah here, or things like this. He says, Raki Shomer Lecha Shmor Nafshecha. He says, you should guard yourself. He says, so there's a piece here in the Alamo Road. He says, this psukim are famous like for good health, like Shmortem Olden Afshotecha. But the only reference we have to it in Shas is this statement, which is from a goy. He says, when I greeted you, how come you didn't respond to me? If I chopped off your head, so would I answer to anybody? No. So you'd be dead. So Amar Lo, he said, before you chop off my head, wait a few minutes, let me see what I could do to kind of, make this situation a little bit better. So Amar Lo, Ilu Hayita Omeid Lefnei Melech Basar Badam, Uvacha Berkavan Atal Chashalom, Hayita Machazir Lo. If you, the officer, if you were for the king, and somebody said shalom, would you respond? So Amar Lo, Lav. He said, no, I would not. And if they would respond, what would they do to you? So Amar Lo, Hayu Chorkin Roshi Besai, if they would chop off my head. So Amar Lo, Velo Drim Kaba Chomer. How much more so? Uma Atasha Yito Menzani Melch Basar Badam, Shem Kanamachar Bekever, Kach. It was a year before a mortal king, and he was going to be dead in 50 years. And that's the way you said, I would not respond to anybody. I was standing before the Ribbono Shalom, Shu Chai B'Kayam La'ad Li'ol Me'olamim, he lives forever, Al Chakam Akama, I can't respond. So the Tsar was appeased. Now, the only thing is they ask is, how could he do that? He was violent on halacha, like we said. When your life's in danger, right. You should answer. So I saw one of the mafarshim says it might be the slach. He says that that he saw that since the Tsar said shalom to him, and there was the Tsar said shalom to him, he felt like he already has an opening, and he thought in his mind that I'll be able with my arguments to prevail upon him, and therefore he felt it was okay. But in Achinami, the luck is really that you should break off. You should break off.
Can I assume that since he said shalom, he was familiar with him; they knew each other. This was not
all right. That's a different hesber, right. Okay.
This only applies if you're doing Shmona Esrei,
right?
In other words, if you're doing anything else,
no. How about Shema?
We have the Shema.
Yeah,
we had the Shema cases.
Yes. So Shema, we said that if the Shoel b'Shlama, even somebody says hello to you, you can respond to them. Right. Whatever. But that was, we said, Bizman Chazal, when people were very makbid on greeting. But certainly, if you know, like a king would come to you, then I would. Then, you
right
know.
Now, but we're just which component of tefillah are we talking about?
Which Shmona Esrei.
Shmona, yeah. So the question is, does it extend beyond Shmona?
I think this is unique to Shmona Esrei. Okay. All right. Let me just do 1 minute of story, and then I'll be it. All right. Let me leave it. Okay. I know. All right. Michael, I need attention. Okay, we're going to do story today. Even though Michael usually doesn't like story, but here we have story. Okay. All right. When we dive into Hashem and our prayers do not seem to be answered, we turn to Him once again, for there is no other address to turn to at all. The following story illustrates the concept. In other words, Hashem is the only one we can turn to. There was a Jewish man who was destitute. He heard that in Frankfurt, I think a city that you might be familiar with, Michael, he says there was a wealthy man named Rothschild who was generous in providing needed funds to the poor. The poor man left his home and headed to Frankfurt. Unfortunately, he also had no money for the trip, so he was forced to walk. He also took along meager rations, which quickly dwindled. When he finally arrived at the doorstep of the Rothschilds, he fainted from exhaustion. The household helpers found him, brought him inside, revived him. He was brought to the Rothschild, who asked him to explain who he was and what his purpose in coming was. After hearing about his travails, Rothschild was touched by his story, and he gave him a respectable donation and sent him on his way. A neighbor of this poor man heard about this man's success, so he also traveled to Frankfurt to meet Rothschild. As he approached the city, he figured that he might as well collect from people along the way as well. By the time he arrived in Frankfurt, he had already amassed a decent sum, and his trip was already worthwhile. When he met Rothschild, he presented his case, and he was disappointed when he was offered a token donation from him. His frustration was apparent, and he could not restrain himself, and he asked for an explanation. Why did you give my friend a larger amount, but me you only gave pennies? Rothschild explained, your friend arrived in a state of collapse. He depended upon no one other than me. When someone relies totally upon me, how can I refuse him? You, however, collected from others before you arrived, and you will continue to do so after you leave here. Therefore, I am as anyone else. I simply join in as a partner with everyone else. The idea is, like we dive into Hashem, we're saying that we only Hashem can help us out. Okay, that's it for tonight. I'll see you, believe that, tomorrow night for another night of Daf Yomi.